Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is expected to fly to Queensland today to meet re-elected MP Bob Katter after yesterday speaking to key independents in Xenophon. The electoral count has turned in the Coalition's favour, with the Liberal and National parties now on 72 seats, six ahead of Labor. Seven seats are still in doubt. The ABC's election analyst Anthony Green says it's possible the Coalition could reach the magic number of 76 seats to form a majority government. A British inquiry has slammed former Prime Minister Tony Blair's decision to go to a war in Iraq. The Chilcot inquiry found that Mr Blair overstated the threat posed by Saddam Hussein, sent ill-prepared troops into battle, and had wholly inadequate plans for the aftermath. The report's author, John Chilcot, also accused Tony Blair of undermining the authority of the UN Security Council. Oscar Pistorius has begun his six-year sentence for the murder of girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp. His defence team says it will not appeal the new jail term imposed yesterday. The minimum sentence for murder in South Africa is normally 15 years, and women's advocacy groups have criticised the sentence as being too lenient. Prosecutors are considering an appeal themselves. Two men have been extradited from Victoria to New South Wales overnight to face charges of sexually assaulting an infant. Police allege two 50-year-old men assaulted a 10-month-old girl at her home in the Bathurst area last year.